Miss Fairfax has returned, sir. Gwendolyn, hello.
Algy, please go away. I have something which I want to say to Mr. Worthing in private.
Really, Gwendolyn, I don't think I can allow you to do that.
Algy, you are not quite old enough to say things like that.
My own darling.
Ernest, we may never be married. I saw the frown on Mama's face. Few parents these days pay attention to what their children say to them. I was 3 years old the last time I had any influence over my mother. Ernest, she may stop us from getting married. I may get married to someone else. I may get married again and again. But nothing will ever change my love for you.
Dear Gwendolyn.
Mama told me the romantic story of your birth. She is displeased about it, but I love it. Your name, Ernest, fascinates me. You are so simple and good-natured, and that makes you wonderfully complicated. I've got your town address at the Albany. What is your address in the country?
The Manor House, Woolton, Hertfordshire.
It may be necessary to do something impetuous. We will have to think carefully about this. I will write to you every day.
My own one.
How long will you be in town?
Till Monday.
Good. Algy, you may turn round now.
Thanks, I have turned round already.
You may also ring the bell for Lane to take me to the door.
Let me take you to the door, my own darling.
Certainly.
I will take Miss Fairfax to the door. Yes, sir.
Bring me a glass of wine, Lane.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow, Lane, I'm going Bunburying.
Yes, sir.
I shall probably not be back till Monday. Pack my evening clothes, some casual clothes, and all my Bunbury suits.
Yes, sir.
I hope that tomorrow is a fine day, Lane.
It never is, sir.
Lane, you are a pessimist.
I do my best, sir. What a sensible, intelligent girl. The only girl I've ever cared for in my life. What on earth are you laughing at?
I'm a bit worried about poor Bunbury, that is all.
Your friend Bunbury will get you into trouble one day, you know.
I love trouble. It's the only thing which is never serious.
Oh, that's nonsense, Algy. You never talk anything but nonsense.
Nobody ever does.